Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Are we podcasting? Well, thank you for joining us.
Are we here? We're doing it.
We're doing it.
We've got Casey back. If you listened to last week's train wreck, Casey is returned. We're in a little bit better health.
Everybody's doing a little bit better. It's the irony is we're happy that everybody's negative.
Yeah.
But we do wish people's attitudes were more positive.
You know, this is the text bit that I kept sending to people because I was testing every day to make sure that I wasn't testing positive. I would say, I'm negative, and also I don't have COVID. I got lots of miles out of that one. To celebrate, Kristen brought the girls.
Yes. We're so excited. Yeah. First of all, thank you for coming and listening to the hashtag I'm on so hard podcast.
Wherever you listen to podcasts.
And you can go watch us on the YouTubes.
That's right. We're on Instagram, Facebook,
Twitter,
TikTok.
What kind of?
If you add one more thing, then we don't have the time for it.
And I won't know how to do it because my brain can't do one more thing.
You know what? Thank you, Kardashians, for saying, hey, Instagram, you're turning into TikTok, because I think that too.
Did you hear the Kardashians say that?
Yeah, they made a big old thing. They had a post. Did you hear about it, Casey? Oh, gosh. It's all over. Like, Instagram's like, well, because it's Instagram. Kristen gets a lot of her news from Instagram. They're not publishing that. But it's like on all the other news outlets, they're like, Instagram pushes back against the Kardashians because they were saying, keep Instagram. Because it's all these like reels videos coming up.
And it's like, all like doing the things where you like follow the sound. Like, everybody is becoming copycats instead of like... Yeah. Just posting something. I love just a good old picture. I'm so lame, but I'm like,
can't you go to TikTok for that and then have Instagram to be like a different? I like the way Instagram works right now.
I think Instagram is a classier platform, but sometimes I don't want classy. And
maybe
I go to TikTok.
Your TikTok for that.
Also, let me just say this. This is crazy. TikTok is now the most searched search engine over Google. Now,
I've never done that.
Oh my God, I do it all the time. Honestly, I was like, look, one time I had a situation in my downstairs, which is not going to be a theme for this podcast because it was for the last one.
I know where this is going.
But
she looked up hot crotches.
Yeah, I looked up hot crotches and first of all told me I had an infection, and then I also saw some hot crotches. So...
You know what? You get a little bit of information. You also get a little bit of pleasure.
Also, I feel bad about myself because I'm like, mine does not look like that.
Yeah.
That is what I'm dealing with. Once again,
different.
I'm feeling inferior.
Those damn Kardashians
again.
Those Kardashians again
with their tiny situations.
Well,
what are you going to do?
Mine takes up a lot of real estate.
Yeah,
I am
put it on a reel. They're like, this needs a, you need a Jumbotron.
You
for
put
this.
It on a R-E-A-L. Not a R-E-E-L.
Yeah, you need it on a, like the real, not the R-E-E-L. Yeah.
Well, I do think the difference between, and part of the reason I like Instagram better now is because I don't like to watch videos when I'm, very counterintuitive to our profession, but like because I'm with the kids, I'm scared it's going to have bad language.
It generally does, especially on TikTok. You can't watch a puppy video without an F-bomb, and I'm like.
Addison sends them to me, and I'm like, please don't let the sound be on for this one. I'll just like look at the. But I like to read stuff, so I like how Instagram now is doing like more memes for news. So then you can go on and click on it.
You can click on the article.
Yeah. Because I don't, and that's why I never go to TikTok to look up stuff because I'd rather read the article about it than watch the video about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you how old I am. I I have some real pushback with technology and with the way the world works in general that I told my husband, I go, because I am a conservationist. I am somebody that, like, we use the same water bottles over and over. I don't like plastic water bottles. I try really hard as much as I can. I'm not perfect. But I was like, you know what, Colin? I want to get the newspaper, like the legitimate newspaper. I want it in print. Because for me, reading a newspaper is interactive in 1 million ways. You're touching the paper. Yes. You're reading the paper. And also the articles are not like clickbait. Like you are, what are you going to do? Blink and it goes away? No, it's a paper. So you're going to like read the full article. And I feel far more educated when I read a newspaper than when I get online. Because let's be honest, my news is Us Weekly. But when I get the LA Times or the New York Times, I'm actually educating myself.
I'm obsessed with newspapers because I worked at newspapers for so
long. It takes
a
lot of time putting one together. I feel bad for the people.
Well, it does. And also, let me just say this. If newspapers go away, then all the really good journalism, research journalism goes away. I
agree with that.
Because the LA Times would spend like hundreds of thousands of dollars to send a reporter out to research something for years, literally.
Before they even put out the newspaper article.
They have these Pulitzer Prize winning, because I worked for the LA Times when I first moved to LA, and I would walk down the aisle to like the hallway to walk in there, and you'd see all these Pulitzer Prizes, and it's like, that's journalism you can't debate, you guys. Somebody 100%. Spent 2 years of their life looking at that topic upside down, everything, and exposes a lot in the world.
Yeah, like, it's a slow burn. It's research based as opposed to, hey, here are the top 10 bikini tops. Just click through this. Or,
well, I'm gonna click on that too because I need to know. And you know what?
But I need to know who's modeling right them. There. I need to see the boobs
Hot
first.
Hot crotches.
Hot crotches.
That's what she's looking
at. That's
going
to be the name of our swimsuit line. And it's not going to be.
That's fine.
And it's not because we're saying you've got a hot crotch. We're saying literally your crotch might be hot. Because
you're going to sit
in the sun. So it's going to air wick.
That's right.
It's going to have some extra reinforcement down there because you don't know.
But I'll tell you what it's not going to have. A super tightly sewn leg hole, because we're going to do that like
loose
scalloped edge or something like that.
Nothing better than a stretched out swimsuit bottom. Oh, even if you're sitting there and a little bit comes out.
I don't care. At least it's not like this bulging situation.
Exactly. I'd rather have a little bit of a lip slip.
lip slip? Lip slip? Oh, yeah. That's a new thing. You can get 2 units of Botox and it flips.
What?
You haven't heard about that?
Not on your mouth.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can get it down there too, I'm sure.
What would that do?
I don't know.
If I'm getting anything,
Keep it in.
A syringe down there, someone needs to punch me in the face. It's over with.
You know there's a doctor somewhere that's like, I think we can tighten up down here.
I know that rejuvenation is a thing. And I also know that there's women out there that have like, we've talked about this before, like for them, it would be like the equivalent of having like ears that stick out. You have labia that sticks out.
No.
They go get them trimmed up, and I'm all for it because I know that can be uncomfortable.
That's what I was going to say. It's not that it's not for visual.
No,
what do you call it? Cosmetic. It's because it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable.
Like a man sitting on his balls all the time, right? That's not comfortable, guys. You know what? If a guy said to me, they're just so low, I'm kicking them down the street, I'd be like, there's a doctor that can fix those for you and do it. Why not?
A pulley system.
Yep, we'll just put in another notch or something like that.
It's
why
pulling
not,
up
people?
Something like bait from a boat.
You've only lived half your life. Keep going, man.
Yeah.
Make sure
do
you
whatever,
enjoy it.
Listen,
don't give up.
I say do whatever makes you feel good. As long as you're not addicted to anything, I don't care.
That's right.
I don't care. Don't pull your face all the way around itself so you look like a lion. That's addiction.
Well,
that's weird.
I'm not going to do that till I'm 80-something, but I will do that.
I probably will, too. I'll probably do it, but I'll forget and I'll only do half. Like the other day when you were like,
Kristen, you forgot. She did.
You forgot eyeliner on your other eye. I know that feels right.
I didn't want to say it, but I was like, does that eye have pink eye? What's going on? There's one eye that looks different than the other one. But it's been a lot, you guys.
It's been
a lot.
Also,
lucky that
let me just say this, and this is going to be a continuing theme. This is not going to be one episode worthy, but I do feel very validated because I don't think I've talked about it because everything has been taking like all of our thought and our the last couple of weeks with kids, some having COVID, some not, trying to stay negative, trying
separate.
To keep them separate, all of it. Excuse me as I burp through that anxiety.
Well, I'm drinking coffee, so.
I will say, in the meantime, we've had a renovation going on. And I think I've been using the wrong word because I think demolition is a better word. Because Casey came over yesterday and Casey chime in. Casey came over.
I just cough thinking about the dust, by the way.
It's exactly how I feel right now. My chest, I'm very allergic to dust in one random tree that probably we'll see in Costa Rica and I'll have an inflammation or whatever. But
I keep picturing Martin Short. What's that movie where he, you know,
this is my favorite. Where he gets,
where you're like, do I look okay? And we've got to lie to you and be like, yeah, break all the mirrors.
Like one eye swollen shut. It's going to be great. But Casey came over to the house yesterday and I was like, you know, we've moved into the back house, our small back house, four of us, two dogs. And, she came up and her face, you know, she's so fair that when she blushes, I can see it. And her face, like all of a sudden there was just redness through her face. And she goes, what? Oh my God. What? And there was like a jackhammer in the background. I've got my two guys that are GCs. And then they see Casey and they're like, hello. And then we've got like eight workers in there. And it's like, we're talking over a jackhammer. And Casey's like, what?
Yeah.
The house is gone.
Their house is gone.
Guys, okay, the bottom of the house is gone. It's crazy.
Here's what really rich people do. They like rent another house because you can't, because we did the same thing when we moved into this house. We had to, well, we were renting a house.
But then you bought this house.
We bought this house, and before we moved in, we're like, we need to redo the kitchen and stuff like that. No, we weren't smart about it because what we did was, the Dash was going to start kindergarten at the school here, which we loved. So we're like, let's drive 40 minutes to school and then 40 minutes home. And then
in
three
LA,
hours
that's
later,
actually an we'll, hour and a half.
Yeah, we'll go pick him up and it'll take another 3 hours. We did it for as long as we could until I was like, you know what? Anything is better than this. Like a hotel room is going to be better than spending all of our time in the car.
But you didn't do a hotel room.
We moved
into the construction.
We camped basically in the bedrooms.
It's so hard.
It's so hard. There's no easy way to do it. But I do have a friend of ours who writes on a whole bunch of TV shows and she's got loads of cash. And she rented a house and was like, I want to come back and have this done.
We did not have that luxury.
No.
We also had the luxury of having a back house that I will tell you right now, I love. That's how you know that I need a renovation in our house. I'm as cozy as a church mouse in there. I am having the best time. It's super tight. It's like we're living in a New York apartment, but I don't care. Colin's washing the dishes. I'm helping Finn with something. Eleanor's practicing her piano. I'm like, I could live here all day. I've got the little simple things in life that make life easy, like 90 degree angles. And that is all I ask for. I'm so easy. So the demo and the reno has been super intense, but I think I'm not freaking out about it because I know anything we get is going to be better than what I had.
Yeah. And definitely in 1 month, those little simple pleasures are going to bug the shit out of you.
Yeah, no,
you're
I'm
be like,
get
on the piano at the window. Yeah.
I know we have no room. My husband's not small. Sleeping in the bed with him has been a trick. We'll talk about that. But I will say the other day we did have a really nice break from all of this. And that was when Eleanor, who's been like, Eleanor is such a good negotiator because she's so sweet and she's very driven and she's very linear and she's very focused when she wants something. And she was like, Mom, I've been asking you now several times. Delilah has a gift card to Claire's and I have a gift card to Claire's and I have waited through COVID. I have waited through this demolition. I want to go. I'm surprised she wasn't like, I want to go to fucking Claire's. But she was like, I need to go to Claire's, Mommy. And I go, I think you do need to go to Claire's. That seems intense.
She goes, well thought out argument.
Yeah, she was like, can you call Aunt Jen and see if Delilah can go on Sunday? And I said, yes. So I called Jen and I was like, can Delilah go to the mall with us? And
I just, yes.
Done.
Get her. Yeah.
Have her bring her. They each had $50 gift cards.
Let me tell you what.
From uncles and grandparents. Yeah, from Christmas and birthdays, which is, by the way, should buy a lot more at Claire's, if I'm just going to be honest.
Okay, when I saw that gift card, I was like, everybody settle down. Gone. This is a child. Right. What are you doing? Like, give me a $50 gift card to Claire's, but a 7-year-old?
You know me. That would last me 2 years. But I'd be like, I just want these post earrings.
What happened to you, Claire's? Because it used to be like you could get a card of 8 earrings for like $1.25.
No. Well, granted, but you know what? There's all this news about Claire's right now that the brand is really, they were on their way out. They were about to go bankrupt. And now they're doing really well because they've like kind of rebranded. I don't know what they've done, but we are enticed. We love Claire's. So it worked out great. I called Jen and I was like, how about we up this game? And I drop off my son to your house and picked up Delilah, who, can I just tell you, this is how you know who our kids are. Delilah is wearing this like peekaboo shirt, like shoulder with like a little strap. Like,
I'm gonna that looks have to like, qualify this, I'm afraid.
Well, no, it looks like, what do you call it? Like wings of a grasshopper that like close and open in the front. So girly, covered in flowers. She's wearing little tiny sandals and then string of pearls and a backpack purse. And she's got her hair back and she is ready to go. And my daughter is wearing tie-dyed overalls with a shirt that has a human brain on it that says Brainiac.
Yeah, it's adorable.
The two of them are exactly who they are.
Well, I have to say, Delilah's obsessed with, and I have a problem with it. They're off the shoulder like jumpers.
We got one for Eleanor too.
And then they have a little strap on so that they don't like fall down.
They're
or
not
something
fully
like
shoulder revealing, but still,
she's not allowed to wear them to school. But for her, they're like her special.
It's very girly
occasion thing, and so she put that on with the string of pearls, and I was like,
she was killing me because the whole day she kept like adjusting it so it was just right, and I was like, if you are not your mama's kid, like, but the two of them, here's what's fun when you're a mom and you just can sit outside of a
somebody just rang the doorbell.
Oh, sorry. I was like, did the Postmates, is he so comfortable at this point? He just let himself in?
Honestly, if it's my Target guy, he is,
yes. He's like, look, I'm just going to put these on the counter for him and open all the cellophane because you don't need to be dealing with that.
Well, I did because the kids were sick. I was ordering a lot of Target. You know, my husband was out of town and they were sick. And he was like, I wondered if you were okay because I hadn't gotten an order from you in a long time. He's my same guy that I used all through quarantine. And he's so nice.
He's like, it's really nice for you to let me use your back house. I know. Kids and I are so comfortable.
I'm just like, good to hear from you. And you're
like,
okay,
hey, Joe.
Keep at it, guys.
Happy birthday. I know that you got your anniversary
how's
coming
your
up.
Mom?
Yeah, how's your mom? She's doing good. Yeah. Bernice, I love her so much. Tell her to call me. So we took the girls to the mall. And we went to Claire's. And the thing that I enjoy the most about these events is just watching them be on their own. I really try to like stay like 10 feet back. Obviously, I'm monitoring everything and I'm like their bodyguard. But mostly I just want them to have time with each other. And I don't try to insert myself too much, even though I super want to.
Yeah.
I want to be part of the sing-along. I want to be part of picking out earrings.
Of course you do.
I want to wear matching headband with all of them. But they don't want me to do that. So that hurts my feelings. Really? But I just sit back and the conversations these two were having were so awesome. And I just, like, Delilah sings through everything. So she's like, we're going to go to Claire's. We're going to go through the mall. And Eleanor's like, Eleanor is concerned about Delilah's well-being at all times. Aww. Because she's 2 years older.
Yeah.
So she mothers her. And at one point I had to say, Eleanor, lighten up a little bit, all right? You're making this not fun.
I'm so, the thing that is the best feeling from all of this for me is I worry about like their difference in their years has never been a thing. But at some point it will be. Like,
well, I think if it's ever going to be, it would be now.
Oh, really?
I do. I think like once you get into, Maybe if Eleanor was a sixth grader and Delilah's a fourth grader, that might feel like a big bridge. But to me, it's kind of that kindergarten, second grade, moving up to second grade to fourth grade. That those years, to them, the 2 years difference is like night and day. But there's 2 years between us, Jen, and I rarely feel smarter.
Yeah, but it feels like once we hit 55, it didn't matter. Right?
Oh, my God. I'm going to punch you in the face. How dare you? Once we hit 30, it was weird.
Away.
I was like, 20, 30, what's the big deal?
Well, it does. I mean, it does go away.
It goes away
because
so many of my friends in high school were like 2 years younger than me. And totally. So like it was never a big deal. So this felt like in the Venn diagram, they were very lined up. They were. And by the way, it's jewelry. Isn't that something we can all get behind?
The unifier, right?
The unifier. And Claire's, well done. Well done for having all the cute stuff, like ones that are like little coffee cups and ones that are, what do you call it? Smoothies. These smoothie earrings. Pizza slices. Matching ones for friends. So like it's like, you know, one end of a rainbow and the other end of the rainbow's on the other side. Good job. Take all my money, Claire's. You did it.
I mean, it's
super stupid. All your journals covered in fur. I'm in.
Oh, God. I want them, too. I bought a pair of daiquiri, like, I know. Bobble bar earrings from Target. And I was like, I'm done for. Vacation.
These are cute and sweet, and I want them all. And Eleanor lights up like a Christmas tree whenever she walks in there. It's her girliest moments, aww, and I love it. So when we got to Claire's, I gave them each a basket, and I said, you know, they're with the wrong person at this point because they're like, oh, boy, here she is.
They were with the right person, so I would have been like, get it all.
No,
like,
I go,
I'm going to piss off daddy. Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
Exactly. And I think Eleanor was like, we should have brought your mom. Because I literally was standing in front of them and I go, ladies, before we, first of all, if anybody gets lost or you separate from each other, what do we do? And then we went over that and they were like, oh, buzzkill. And then I was like, I'm going to be in the store with you, but I'm going to let you do your thing. We will go to the register. You have a budget of $50. You cannot go over $1. And they both give me these like eyeballs like, we what? Budget? What is this word? And I'm like, all right, sit down for a 2 hour. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No,
and
I
said, have at it. They went bonkers. They were going from one end of the store to the other one. Like Eleanor was like, Delilah, I found a blue strawberry over here. I found a blue.
Oh, that sounds so cute. Come on.
Like a blue strawberry. I found an alligator clip. I found all these stuff and they're shoving them in their basket. Like they have no regard for money. And I'm in my head going, oh man, they've already gone.
Tick, 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 tick.
All right. I go, all right, ladies, you guys are starting to sweat. We got to get out of here. Let's get you up to the counter. And I said to the guy, I was like, thank you for being so patient. I'm trying to teach them about budgets. They have to make some hard decisions right now. Delilah looks at me and she goes, wait, I can't get it all? And I go, based on the abundance in your now very heavy, giant trash can size cart, no, you're going to have to make some hard decisions. And Delilah was like, there was like a line of 20. And she was like trying to decide between two pairs of the same earrings that are different colors. And she was literally like sweating through her clothes and like having to make hard choices.
Are we talking between blue butterfly,
green butterfly?
Okay, I've heard all about it.
Yep.
She woke up the next day and literally the first words out of her mouth were, remember how I didn't get to get all the stuff from Claire's that I wanted?
Because me and Aunt Kristen and her budget bullshit wouldn't let me have any fun.
No, I love that she had this amount of money that she had to like.
Couldn't go over. I wouldn't let him go over one penny.
Because I'm cheap about stuff. I really am. Like, I will spend too much on stuff, but if I feel like I didn't get a good deal,
right?
Like, I want to get a good deal. So, like, when the kids are like, I want to buy stuff, I'm like, great, we're going to go to the dollar store and you got $10. And it is like, it's like losing their minds for it. But, like, she woke up and she goes, remember those things I didn't get that I wanted? And I go, yeah, those are great things to remember. And we can get you those like for your birthday, or you can save your money, or you can do work. Cause she did the dishes so she could have $2 extra to
that's
go
what
to
we
Claire's.
Do too. We do chores.
And she goes, oh, I was just thinking you could take me there and we could buy them. And I just started laughing, and she was like, what? Why is that funny? And so we went downstairs, and I told Dash, I go, here's what your sister just said. And he died laughing, too, because he gets it. She's just like, that's how she is in the world. She's like, but I just want it. Can I just have it?
Because I want it?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Well, we went to I'll go back to Claire's in a second, but we did go to Target, and there was a big American Girl, like the American Girl version Target, which is, I forget, it's just as good, by the way. It's just as good. Besties or something.
Oh, Our Generation.
So, of course, because Target's trying to ruin me, they have the biggest display, and that's where I go down. I'm like, oh, boy, that horse makes sense. Yeah. Like, you should get a $300 remote control convertible for your dolls. Get out of here. Get out of here. Abort. Abort.
I know.
So I go in, and the girls are going cuckoo, and they start to get, not greedy, but you know when you're a kid and, like, you just want it all. You want it then and now and all. And it's a good exercise to say, you don't need it right now. But as a kid, that's really hard to understand.
You get manic. You just sort of get caught up in the buying.
And then it feels icky.
Yeah.
And I was like, girls, we've had such a great day. By the way, I got them each a Barbie, so there. But I go, girls, we've had such a good day. We're not going to get anything from this store. But Santa does have his ring app on, and all of the cameras here. So if you just say out loud, Santa, put this on the list, he will listen. These girls, literally, it was all they were saying. Santa, go ahead and add this. Go ahead and add this giant refrigerator full of fake food for my American Girl doll.
Gosh, we have so much fake food.
Oh my God, it all goes up the Dyson, breaks your Dyson.
Yeah, my daughter did. If you saw on Instagram, I shared this her wish list for her birthday, and one of the things was a stack of money, and it said $1,000.
She's not wrong.
I know.
That's what you need for all that freaking department at American Girl doll. You'll blow a grand, and you'll get like. Literally the doll, and she'll have pierced ears. I'm like, where the hell?
I have literally thought to myself, like, maybe the funnest Saturday I could ever have if, like, sky was the limit. If you were like, you can spend $1,000 at Target. Just here's $1,000 gift card. I'd probably lose my mind. I would be so excited.
I think I've done that when I just meant to buy mascara.
I know. That can happen. Well, I know, but then you feel so dirty.
I feel so
dirty,
and I take stuff back. You know me. I take stuff back so fast. I will get in the car, regret it, take it right back in. And they're like, you were just here. And I'm like, I don't need your shame. I want my money back.
I just needed the good feeling of buying
it. I don't need
it.
A donut floaty. I don't. I regret this decision. I do not like overspending because I do. But also, our house is broken. Like,
yeah.
Our house is fully demolished. We have no extra money. We have to live tight. So I'm just like very budget like conscious right now, like more than ever.
I'm not going to use this as an excuse forever. Check me on it in 5 years if I do. But because like we were at home for so long,
boy.
And didn't.
Here we go.
No. Delilah, you know, she's seven. She sort of missed that time where you learn a lot of important stuff, like put money in your purse and then go buy a thing. Like she didn't really go to the store. It'd be like we'd be on Amazon.
I know, everything feels
like,
kind of special right now because we can go.
Yeah. So I think she didn't understand, like there's nothing like actual hard money dollars in your little adorable unicorn purse to realize like,
oh my God,
here's how much I can spend. There's a concrete thing. It's not theoretical money. It's not like I'm keeping a tab in my head of how much money you have so you can buy this. She doesn't want to part with it when she has these dollars. She hangs
it's very
on
different
to it. Yeah,
well, Eleanor is the same, and we always say, I always try to teach them the thirds. Like I say, put a third of your money, of your total money, into savings. Do a third of your money for something that you want for yourself, and then a third of your money for something you want for someone else. So and that is only because I want her to understand that like she can be generous. It's okay as long as she's saving too. But that would not be the thing I would say to her come middle school, because then like her friends are going to be like, hey, can you buy me a soda? Like right now, I just want her to know that like she, like if there's a birthday present she needs to buy it or something like that, she can do that. So she had this little savings of like $80, and she's like, I'd like to ask daddy to put $50 into my savings. And I go, I like where your head is, kid. She gives a $50 to him. And then she's at the mall and she wants more Claire's stuff. And she's like, you know, I really did oversave. Can I get some of that loot back? I go, no, it's already in the bank. And she's like so upset. And then she had a complete meltdown in front of Jen.
Well, that was a meltdown on my definition.
Oh, it was a meltdown on Eleanor. I don't know. She freaked because when we got, and this was kind of my fault, when she had to make those tough choices, she had one thing she wanted was this little cell phone that's all eyeshadow because hers broke. She wanted to replace
that.
It. $13. It ate up most of her money. And I go, so when we were at the checkout, I go, Eleanor, this is going to eat up most of your money. Is this what you want? And she did say yes, but I just put it to the side and forgot. And so then she got all jewelry. And when that phone wasn't in there, Eleanor lost her mind in front of Jen. And I was like, what is happening?
Well, it was tough because she had some sound arguments.
She did.
You just don't want to have, because I also felt bad too because I didn't want you to feel unappreciated for having taken them.
I didn't want to feel unappreciated for taking them. So I told her to appreciate me.
I go, well, don't you guys think it was really nice that Miss Kristen brought you guys? And she was like this.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
All stores. All stairs. Like, it would have been nicer if she would have got it right. That was the look I was getting. And I was like, oh, hell no. Sidebar, Madam Eleanor. So then I took her over the side. And then, of course, she felt terrible. She was like, I'm sorry that I got mad. I just really wanted that phone. I go, we can talk about it. You can earn it. We can go back. Claire, we live down the street from the mall. Yeah. We're at Claire's a lot.
I can work it off. I thought she just was really expressing some solid arguments,
Jen,
and whatnot.
If you go buy her that thing, I swear to God.
I almost did yesterday. I thought it'd be a really fun surprise for them on vacation if they each got one. But I knew you'd do...
She is doing work for it. She will get that phone.
Okay. See, I know, you guys. This is why my daughter wakes up and goes, I was just hoping you'd give me everything I want.
Can you just give it for me? So... Yeah. We go to, this is the end of our trip. Well, we went and had lunch, which was amazing. It was like weirdly looking at like Jen and I. Like I was just like, I see Jen and Delilah. I can see a little bit of myself and Eleanor. And watching these two have lunch together, I was like, I hope this is forever. I hope it felt like,
and
I don't know.
They were saying sweet things. Tell them what they were saying, like.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is the best day ever. This is the most fun. And it's only going to get funner. And then they were having lunch and Delilah was like, oh. I love the pasta here. I love the pasta here with just Parmesan cheese. And Eleanor's like, that sounds really good. I like meat sauce. And Delilah's like, I don't like meat sauce. And Eleanor was like, that's fine. You get yours without meat sauce and I'll get mine with meat sauce. And Delilah was like, that's great. Like, and then there's just me like being a goob listening. Yeah. And it was just delightful. It was so fun. It's so fun for me. I'm such a nerd about that stuff. So then we ended the day and there were two Barbies that were on sale. And I'm a soccer, and Eleanor wanted the soccer Barbie, and Delilah picked out the spa day Barbie, which I felt like if that didn't, I couldn't say no because it cleared up the day and the bit so well. So this Barbie has nothing but like cucumber slices. And
I know.
Eleanor's like, mine comes with shin guards.
Well, she's obsessed with spa day because we did that spa day.
Yeah,
with
that
them,
was really
and they
fun.
Thought it was so fun and special. And like Delilah said to me, she's like, can I give you a spa day? And this was like, when everybody was sick and the kids are
out
of town, so
yes.
I was like, yes, because that means I get to close. And she kept saying, close your eyes, okay, don't open your eyes. I'm going to,
well, I go get this money out of your purse so I can go back to Claire's and get all the things that I really wanted.
Good news is she's not that diabolical yet.
Yet.
I mean, it's coming. But one thing she did do that was diabolical, I was like, I'm going to get these very elegant nails that are like nude colored, like, may I say, Kardashian-like. And while I was asleep, she puts glitter all over them, and I didn't want this.
I think they look cool.
You do?
Yeah. But I think the fact that she drew on your face was even better.
Oh, yeah. She did make some crowns and stuff on my face. And
I just wish one would have been a cucumber, because that would have been great.
Don't give her any ideas. So,
it was a perfect day, but now you have to talk about. So Jen, the whole time I'm having this girl day, Jen is watching our boys. And
you know, I wasn't really watching them because they're a little bit older. I just was kind of like keeping an ear on it, you know, like what they were doing just to make sure there were no crazy ideas because they are at crazy idea age.
Well, tell them what they're coming up with. They want to do a YouTube channel.
So they came up with they wanted to do a YouTube channel. I know. But I was like, hey, that sounds like a thing that can keep them occupied for several
Here's
hours.
What it
Let's
is.
Go with that.
They have to come to us with pitches. So like there's no easy way for them to do this.
And they're also not allowed to post anything until we're given the approval.
We've never said yes to this. Yeah. I'm very against it, so I will make it as hard for them as possible, and then they'll be very successful.
But they said they wanted to make a video, so that what they wanted the video to be was they wanted to take all the sodas that were in our pantry, like a can of each, and make like you know how you do that,
you
try
mix
a little bit of all of them and then see what the best one was. And I was like, that's totally
get
harmless.
Original guys,
clean up the cans, whatever. They did this for like an hour, and then they went and they played basketball. They did like,
that's Finn,
quote unquote, trick shots. Dash loved it too. Dash loves that. That's like their common
thing. Finn will go out and shoot hoops for an hour every single day and come back smelling like a wet rug.
Yeah. And Dash loves basketball too. He doesn't, which this is really funny and very me, which I'll tell you about later, but that's the only sport besides lacrosse that he like has any tolerance for.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. But so as I was listening to them, it was remarkable how much their personalities are like you, like me.
I think I'm more like Finn than I am like Eleanor. I see my husband a little bit more in Eleanor than in me because she's so sweet. But Finn, it's not that he's not sweet, but he... No,
No, he is, but he's like, he's this idea man. He's like, come this way. And Dash has got like the iPad, you know, with the camera, and he's like setting up shots and stuff like that. And he's like, oh, here's what we're going to do. And so they decide they're going to do this, like, this channel.
Right.
With their friends, Felix and Linus.
So they've called it FFDL, Felix, Finn, Dashiell, Linus.
It has a new name currently. It's right. Gone, it, like, in the hour, it went through, like, 100.
So but they also made a graphic. In the hour that they were together, they've got their marketing materials together. Well, I'm like, maybe it's going to work.
I knew that it was going to be, like, actual work for them. So I heard him in the living room, and all of a sudden I hear Dash, like, screaming. And I was like, I go, what are you talking to Finn like that? And I walk in there, and Finn goes, no, he's yelling at the iPad because of the download speed. I was like, that is so my husband, number one, and also so me. Because have you ever seen that meme that it's describes my marriage to a T, where it's like, if you really want to know somebody, give them a computer with slow download speed and see who they really are. Because my husband will scream. Like, he will just, I'm like, are you about to throw the computer? Like,
my husband will just click the same button over and over and over and over, like an elevator, like it's going to make it go faster, but it doesn't make it go faster.
Nope.
And then guess what he does? Gets super mad at his mom for doing exactly the same thing. They like have tantrums with buttons.
Thank you. Brett will say to Dash, he's like, just relax. You got to give it time.
Good.
I'm
coming
like,
from,
are you hearing yourself right now?
Do you
now?
Know where they learn it? Like, this is the thing. Yeah.
Apple tree. Totally. But so, I mean, they got along so nice and they were so sweet and they're just like coming up with all of these like ideas together about stuff. And then it was really funny because we decided they're going to include, you know, Felix and Linus in it. And this is so you too. Dash was like, well, what if let's just like come up with a name. And in a Finn was like, no, we got to include those guys in because they're going to want to be, we don't want to do it without them. We want it to be a group thing. And then even later on when they were like, Dash was like, this basketball one could be our first video. Finn's like, no, the first one that we come out with has got to have everybody in it because that's going to be confusing to everybody if it doesn't have all of us in it. Like, it needs to, like, that's the first one. That's, like, the most important one, which is so something that you would say. It'd be like, you got to be in this with me because doesn't make sense.
Finn goes, so they got on a FaceTime with Felix and Linus.
Yeah.
And I happened to look at the text chain and I was crying because Dashiell is really good he's like you and Britt. You guys are good with like graphics and editing and all that stuff that I find completely overwhelming. But I will write my idea on like a yellow notepad, like a psychopath. So my son is not far from it, but he's a little bit better with the tech than me. But so I saw this tech chain and Dashiell made this really awesome. So they changed their name.
Yeah.
They're now called the Hype Homies.
Yeah.
And the reason is because he was like, because of what you were just talking about. Finn's like, well, what happens if we want to have other people in it? And then all of a sudden they're going to feel bad because they weren't part of the original. But if you just say Hype Homies, it could mean anybody.
Yeah. Because right? They've already got plans.
Because they've already got plans
Eleanor
to collaborate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So they're going back and forth, and Dashiell makes this really awesome graphic that says Hype Homies on it, but that Finn's like...
It looks like butts.
No, it's, he spelled it hyper.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's actually a happy accident and not wrong.
It's not incorrect for any of those.
But the fact how Finn and Dashiell are communicating with each other, that there's a hiccup in the... graphic was really cool because they're really good at problem solving. Finn's like, hey Dashiell, really great work, good first pass. The name is Hype, not Hyper.
Yeah,
Homies. And I like the dog. I don't think it should look like a butt. But overall, really nice first pass.
Yeah, he goes. He's like, do these look like butts? And I go, yeah,
they
he's
look like
yeah,
butts.
Finn said they look like butts.
Yeah,
but he goes. I go, you need to, like, put a line in it so it looks more like an H than a, you know.
Oh, it's really – soon enough, they're going to be our crew, which is going to be great. 1,000%. We just got to hold out. We need 3 more years, and then pretty soon we're going to, like, all of a sudden get really good numbers. We're going to be able to post more.
I mean, this was what was so crazy about it, though. They had this video, and, like, they were trying to figure out how to edit it. And so they're sitting on the couch, like, going through it. And I was like, oh, there's an easy way to do it. Like, you
can – oh, boy, here we go.
You know, trim and save a new clip in iPhoto. And then you just get in and edit that part because part of it was upside down. You just flip that part and then you can you put it back together. Because
you actually know. So the two of the boys are sitting there, and Jen, who is actually an expert and can tell you how to do it, is telling the boys how to do it, which I love.
I say, but if you want to add some stuff to it, like that Splice app, I go, we already paid for this. You can download that to your iPad and then you can do like precision editing. You can just cut out the part that's upside down, flip it around, do all this stuff. And Finn goes, can we just do it the easy way? I want to do it right now. And I was like, wow. And Dash was like this. He's looking at the iPad like going, what's it called again? Like searching for it, like looking for videos on how to do it. And I was like, this is us.
Yeah. There's me that's like, can we do it the fastest, easiest way possible so that we can all like go, like, we got stuff to do. Like, I just want to get it done now. Why does it matter?
Let's go on to the next video.
Let's go to the next video.
Because we still got the other one that we're going to do the pop and video.
And Jen's like, okay, wait, what was your note? And I was like, oh, God, I've already, like, I've circled this camp, like, 40 times. I'm so high strung. Finn's so high strung. Together, we're, like, our brains are, like,
both of them were, like, no, I know how to do it in iPhone. That's I know how to do it. Neither one of them knew how to do it.
Neither one of them.
I did hear them figure it out together, which
they
was, like,
do not want our help, which I think is really funny. However, here's my son being opportunistic. He's like, okay, Mom, so if we come up with this YouTube channel, and you give us, you're okay, like, everything's cool. Like, you guys, I'm like, there's no debate on that. Like, you will never post anything without us saying okay. Yeah. And I haven't even, as my part of this, I haven't even said okay. So, like, there's, like, you need to, you're still in the pitch phase,
no, they
my
were,
friend.
No, they were both great about it. I was amazed at how, like, respectful they were to both of our wishes.
Yeah,
they knew it was. They were just playing,
right? Like, but they as they. I don't want to get in the way of it. I'm like, hey man, if you want to do this, you happen to be the kids of two people that are doing this, so we will guide you and we will be there. I'm not against it. I just don't want them to fart out stuff. I want them to actually care about it a little bit because I think that will prove to them like their work goes towards the right thing. Like I can't help it. That's just who I am. So Finn goes, hey Mom, so let's just say Dashiell and I do this really awesome video. You think you could share us with your followers? And I was like, you and everybody else, buddy. Oh. I go, here's what I'll tell you. It's not the worst idea, and I like where your head is, because Jen and I are moms, and moms listen to us, and moms generally have more than one kid, which means for every one mom, you're getting a couple subscribers, which means the only way Jen and I would ever do that is if what you're bringing to us is really good and you guys think it out and it's creative and thoughtful and most importantly, you guys are having fun doing it. And I think that would be really cool. That would be the one space. And I go, absolutely no comments can be on. Zero comments ever.
No, I keep pitching this idea to Dash. Where
the reading
where
one?
Yeah, where they,
Finn was
they
like,
review books. No, I know. I'm so
big.
Lame.
I'm like,
I'm telling you though.
I know. Everybody listening right now is like, like,
well,
the next one, Jen will be like, I think it should be about self-help for fifth grade.
Well, no, I just feel like if you make books cool and, you know, I don't know. I'm a little bit lame. That's never been in question. I think I know who I am. I've lived with myself for a long time. And trust me, an 8-year-old looks at what? How old is he? 9? Looks at me sideways like, who farted? I get it. It's a bad idea, but there's some mom out there that'll appreciate it.
Some kid out there that will do it, make it cool, and they'll regret it.
Guess what I got caught doing, too? I have two things to tell you that are, okay, like, scandalous. One is, when Dash made his first little video, and I was like, you can't. It's private. Friends and family. But I shared his video on my personal Facebook page because I wanted him to get views, and then some of my friends subscribed, and he was over the moon,
right,
that like he had subscribers and that he had views, and it kept him motivated because, you guys, he's editing stuff, he's like animating stuff, he's like drawing these
it's not him going, no, hey guys, thanks for joining my channel,
he's making cartoons and stuff like that. And so I am encouraging that, but I didn't tell him like how he got all those views. He just got it because he was doing some, like,
his mama's hooked
stuff
up. What's up?
He sat down next to me yesterday and goes, can I ask you a favor? Like, in a real serious voice. And I was like, yeah. He goes, when we do this new channel, will you not share it? Because I think it's a lot of your friends and they're not really in animation. They're just doing it to be nice. And I was like,
almost bawling because I was like,
I would have said, Dashiell, a view is a view and a like is a like.
That is what
you don't need to care.
That is what Britt said. He goes,
what do you care?
He goes,
beggars can't be choosers. Ticket holders buy tickets.
You don't know who's subscribing. He goes, I subscribe it and I don't ever get notifications that you put up a new video or something. So he's like, just be glad that you have people following it. And
what are you talking about? You know what? This is where my son will come in and manage business wise and we'll be like, Dash, stop being so artsy.
Don't be precious about it. We got to get it done.
We got to get it done.
Well, he did say, which they were showing each other like pictures online of their classmates. They would like log into their Schoology or whatever. Yeah. Guess what I heard Finn say?
Oh, no.
My girlfriend.
What?
I heard him say the words from the other room. My girlfriend. And I heard Dash go, you're what? And then he was like, kind of clammed up about it and was like, no. Let me show you, like, subject change. Let me show you somebody else. But I clearly, and so did Dash, heard him say the words, my girlfriend. Her arms are crossed again, you guys. She's not moving. I shouldn't have dropped it this way, should I have? Not on a podcast.
I'm going to deep dive his iPad when I get home.
I know.
There's
somebody he's gotten interested in. I don't know if it's official, but somebody he called his girlfriend. There's somebody.
And it wasn't me. I already hate her.
I never heard that before. I was like, oh, he's what? Like,
oh, man, he's going into sixth grade. It's bound to happen.
Of course.
He's going to go to dances and try to touch butts. I'm not ready.
Well, let me remind you about your puffy painted T-shirt son who still is.
It's true.
I did come in and find them slow dancing as a joke for a video they were doing. So it's not like they're fully.
I'm going to tell you this, and I think this is a good point to land on. And our Postmates guy just came with burgers, which I can't eat fast enough. But I will tell you. This is my son has a handshake with his dad and has a handshake with his sister. And our handshake is like we high five and then we low five and then we double five and then we kiss. Aww. And so he's still cool doing that in public. Like we did it at the school one time and I was like, I looked at Colin. I go, don't you say a thing. Like I don't want it to go away. It's going to go away. But he's still between worlds. And if anybody has any information on the girlfriend, please DM me.
Yeah.
I need to know everything.
Let us
and I'm
going to
start
it.
A full tilt recon because
I did what I could. I was like,
yeah, I need you to get a first name. I need you to get Dashiell. No, I can't do that. But I will go look at his iPad text chain. And the hype homies are under my observation.
Hype homies doing bad book reviews.
Yeah. You guys, today we're going to do The Old Man and the Sea. Who's with me? All I need you to do is rate, review, and subscribe.
We've got some American.
We got some American lit on the way.
What's up?
Make a parallel theme for the metaphors used in.
Well, so maybe it's not a great idea. I would watch.
You guys, we're going to talk Hemingway today. Who's ready to Hemingway?
All right, fine. Let's talk about hot guys. You got a hot flash?
Okay, you guys, this one gets me. Today, my hot flash goes to Joni Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Joni Mitchell, man, like hippie.
Badass.
Grammy-winning writer, artist, songwriter, singer. Obviously, big during the 70s, 60s, 70s. I'm a huge fan. I feel like I missed out on that. I was supposed to be at Woodstock. Yeah. I get such FOMO. I like will listen to anybody that has stories from those times and just like hang on every word. And Joni Mitchell suffered an aneurysm when she was 55 and it was a really scary bat. It was in terms of aneurysms, it's like one of the worst you can actually live after because the aneurysm was in a part of her brain where when there was swelling, it did all this damage. So she couldn't walk, she couldn't talk, she couldn't sing, she couldn't play the guitar. She had to learn everything over again. And she said it was a period of infancy. So she started from like, and also, by the way, she survived polio when she was 9.
Oh, wow.
So she had to relearn to walk again. So this woman has had to do this twice. And she, and it hasn't
three
been easy.
Three times kind of, right? Kind of
three times kind of. So she hasn't had an easy go of it. So now she's 78. And she just recently sang at the, I want to make sure that I say it right. Is it the Newport Folk Festival? Yeah. And I'm going to play it. I don't think it's going to do anything justice, but you just have to, you have to watch this video because it's not about her alone. It is what the audience is feeling. It is what all the women behind her are feeling. And like, make no mistake, she can't get up from her chair. She is very unwell in terms, but she's also a badass bitch who is like, I'm not done yet. I want to sing. Also, I'm going to relearn how to play the guitar. Mm. And so she relearned by watching herself play the guitar so she could see where her hands go. And they basically, she's fully aware that everyone can see her at her weakest point. They basically like propped her up against this thing so she could stand and play the guitar. And play she does. She's just a fucking machine. And, you know, doing this kind of thing when you're a little bit older ain't easy.
No,
and she just proves that, like, stay in it because you love it. Like, so I
haven't watched this video, but I saw something about it on the news, just like the picture of it, and I just thought,
okay,
my dad would lose his mind.
He would lose his mind. Yeah. So I'm gonna play it, and I think we should just let it play, and like, you're gonna hear her, and then hopefully we can somehow make this. I'm gonna do my best.
This is like one of my favorite songs too, by the way.
Ready.
Rose and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun, and they rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done. But clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still
vocalists are just enamored.
It's cloud illusions.
Who's that?
That I recall.
I forgot her name.
I really don't know clouds. I really don't know clouds at all.
Everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
It just like.
Yeah. That song just became real. Like the meaning of that song.
Yeah. And I think she just like pushes through. Like, you know, I think she's a good example of like you keep going because there's a lot of life to live. Yeah. And if you just can remember that like age, it is hard, but you have so much to offer. These people are so moved by her.
That's what I was saying about if your balls are really long, there is a doctor that'll probably cinch them back up for you because you've got a lot more time in your life.
And
you need
don't
to
need any
happy.
Kind of chafing going on.
No,
if you've
you
got
don't.
A hot crotch or long balls, you can get it fixed.
Just
thank you.
Hashtag hot crotches.
Thank you for taking me out of my almost unreasonable emotional breakdown.
That's what I'm here to do.
But if you watch that video and you don't have a tear in your eye, then I need to punch you in your long balls.
I had to rein it all in because I was going to cry on a lot of levels there.
Yeah,
that song on its own gets me to cry.
Yeah, and by the way, I've watched this like 5 times and I can't control myself. So just a little Joni Mitchell getting you through your day. God bless her. And may we all end up badass bitches.
Oh, I think we podcasted.
I think we did.